You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're starting a new study today. I titled this one, It Only Takes One. Are You the One? When we look at the billions of people that are in the world and everything that is happening around us, it's easy to think that we're pretty insignificant and we really don't matter in the scope of things. Kind of lost in the crowd syndrome. Most people think that there's nothing they can do to change things in the world. They have a, who am I? What could I do? Or, I'm not my brother's keeper attitude. They even question if God really knows, do I exist or do I really matter? Does he know who I am? Well, what does history and most importantly, the Bible say about this subject? Let's take a look at a time when the people and God's priests were both corrupt, both the people and the religious leaders, sort of like today. They were teaching lies and living the lies. Sin was rampant and everyone was corrupt. The religious world then was just like it is today. There was no difference. Let's read Ezekiel chapter 22 and start in verse 23. It says, And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, say to her, You are a land that is not cleansed or rained on in the day of indignation. The conspiracy of her prophets in her midst is like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They have devoured people. They have taken treasure and precious things. They have made many widows in her midst. Her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They have not distinguished between the holy and the unholy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean. And they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths, so that I am profaned among them. Boy, we need to talk about this for a minute here. Verse 27, Her princes in her midst are like wolves tearing the prey to shed blood, to destroy people and to get dishonest gain. Her prophets plastered them with untempered mortar, seeing false visions and divining lies for them, saying, Thus says the Lord God, when the Lord has not spoken. The people of the land have used oppressions, committed robbery, and mistreated the poor and the needy, and they wrongfully oppress the stranger. So, what's going on here? The priests are corrupt. They're teaching lies. They violate God's laws. They don't distinguish between holy and unholy, unclean and clean. They hide their eyes from God's Sabbaths and they profane them. They have false visions and tell lies saying, Thus says the Lord, and he hasn't said it. That's exactly what's going on today. I got a word for you, brother. These lying dogs of Satan are guilty of the same sins today that they were guilty of back in Ezekiel's time. There's no difference. The people love the lies. They don't know the truth because the religious leaders don't teach them, and we are in the same awful position today. So contact us and get out of it. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.